If performing in front of a live audience is on your bucket list, listen up. A modern dance group is holding a series of free workshops in New Haven this weekend. They're for anyone who wants to dance, regardless of age or experience. And as Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports, the end result will be a performance at next year's International Festival of Arts and Ideas in New Haven.
Let's Make a Dance is the brainchild of the New York-based modern dance ensemble Larry Kegwin and Company. Co-founder Nicole Wolcott says the concept is simple.
The idea of dance, especially in our culture, can be intimidating, but it shouldn't be. Everyone has dance inside of them because everyone has movement inside of them, and dance brings so much joy.
Wolcott encourages everyone, regardless of age, experience, or other limitations, to participate in the workshops, which will eventually become a performance piece at next year's Festival of Arts and Ideas in New Haven. She says the workshops are the first step, and creative input from the participants is crucial.
When we work with people who have not been trained professionally, we source movement from them. We're not asking them to be choreographers. We'll do that. But we will give them, you could say, assignments where they make movement, and then we come back and say, well, what if you did it this way? And what if you stood over there and did it, and you did it with someone else? And all of the movement comes from them.
Wolcott says the ideas kicked around in the workshops will turn into formal choreography during the rehearsal period. Larry Kegwin and company have done similar projects around the country. Wolcott says the end result next June will be pure entertainment for the audience.
What we want the audience to get out of it is the very basic human conditions of acceptance, aging, joy in performance, vulnerability. It's not to be confused with a dance that is pure formalism. It feels a little bit more raucous than that.
Let's Make a Dance workshops are this Saturday and again on November 23rd at the United Church Parish House on Temple Street in New Haven. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.